Okay, so you had a hard stop, but no one fell, and the person, you weren't able to see if they needed medical or anything, is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, correct. It doesn't sound like, you know, anything fell in my bus, body or object. And, I mean, I wouldn't consider it a hard stop. I didn't come to a complete stop. I did brake harsher than usual, but, you know, I didn't hear anybody else explain or anything. So, that's my story. Go ahead.
Okay, so we didn't see anyone fall. There was no actual fall. If there was no fall, I don't know, maybe just to be safe, we'll go ahead and just have an acid generated, and we'll have you fill out operator support just to explain what happened a little better, just to be safe.
Yeah, it might be a good idea. Luckily I was able to proceed safely. It was kind of close, as far as being cut off by this minivan, but I'm just a little bit concerned with, you know, maybe later tonight he might want to call in or something, you know. So that's my concern. Thanks.
All right, I copy. Let me just back up 1 second, though. You did say that you did have to brake because of a minivan. Did they, like, pull in front of you and then turn right immediately?
Affirmative.
Okay, I will go ahead and send you an acid number and go ahead and fill a operator report just to cover yourself. And we are on a recorded line, so you did call it in. Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Just, you know, for safety's sake. Thank you.
No problem. One final quick question. Just, were you able to make contact with the man who made the exclamation noise if you needed medical or anything? I'd see it now.
No, because he mentioned something as he approached the front. He was actually standing in front of the yellow, that new yellow line, to be honest, before he exited the bus. So he just basically said it last minute before he got off. I believe it was 1:82.
All right, copy. I will put that in the notes and send you an after number. Have a good night.
Thank you.
At 1738.